Unit 12. Exercise 3.
Andrew Nolan, many say that the sharing economy has revolutionised business. Let's start by defining what the sharing economy is.
The sharing economy is an economic model that allows groups and individuals to share goods, services, resources and knowledge, either for free or in exchange for payment.
Would you say that the development of the internet has made the sharing economy possible?
Yes, very much so. The internet, as well as other digital information and communication technologies.
What are some examples of the sharing economy at work?
Well, in the area of transport, for example, you have car sharing services, also car renting between individuals. In the area of housing, platforms like Airbnb allow people who are looking for an accommodation to connect with homeowners.
There's also house swapping, where people swap houses to keep their holiday costs down.
Yes, and in the area of catering, companies like Lieferando connect consumers online directly with restaurants and cafes. It's easier to order food and have it delivered.
What about assistance services?
Yes. Older people can find help with their shopping, or parents can organise people to help with childcare or with tutoring.
What's revolutionary about this economic model?
It's different in three ways. First, it gives people access to goods without owning them. They can use things and don't have to buy them. Second, it puts service providers in direct contact with consumers. And third, it addresses the problem of waste and limited resources.
What's the connection between the sharing economy and the circular economy?
The sharing economy plays a role within the circular economy. It's a sustainable model because when consumers are able to exchange goods and services with other consumers, they buy fewer items overall.
So there's less need to produce things, and that means less pollution and waste.
Exactly. And it takes pressure off our natural resources, so it helps us protect the environment.